I think it would be, they're doing a pretty good job of covering those up anyhow. But I don't have to make excuses for them. I mean, let's look at it. I trip across these underbellies all the time, these schemes that happen. And the more you dig into them, you find out that it's not so much a scheme as you might think it is, but it is a fucking scheme, just not in the way you think it is. It's big business. So this is 100 monkeys stuffed into a trailer that you would put your fucking lawnmower on when you're taking it to the repair shop, right? And that's just 100 of about 25,000 monkeys that the CDC imports into the country every year. For what? For research. 25,000 monkeys come from Asia and they come from Africa. And here's the kicker. They are not checked at the ports for disease. They are not quarantined at the ports. They are shipped out to whatever quarantine facility the CDC won't tell you. Who knows where these things were headed? They were supposedly headed in the Midwest. So if there is a problem, or someone comes in contact with these trailers or these trucks or whatever, or these monkeys, you really have the makings of a contagion. And this is the handiwork of the CDC. 25,000 monkeys a year, roughly. The last count, it could be more than that. The last stats we had access to are 2014, and we're doing about 25,000 a year. So you have to think, okay? That's 8 years ago. And that's big business. And so you could potentially call it 30, 35,000 monkeys a year. The CDC is bringing in from fucking Asia and Africa. And again, they're not tested. They're taken to places in quarantine for 31 days. So anything can happen. So this is a recipe for disaster. So that's what I mean by underbelly. It doesn't even matter what happens here. God forbid something bad does happen. Okay. But the very fact that the government allows this to go on is unbelievable, especially since they first started bringing monkeys into the U.S. for research in 1989, the CDC, in 1990, in the same way. Not as many monkeys. But hundreds and or dozens turning into hundreds, turning into thousands of shipments, okay, since that time. And with the inaugural batches of monkeys they brought in, they brought a live fucking strain of Ebola into the United States. It's been done before. It's been done many times. It's been repeated, and they keep it under wraps. This coming from a number of different folks. This has happened before. In fact, when they launched this, it started right away. And they still, since 1989, 1990, have no safeguards. Now, that's the story. That's the story. It's almost like they want something bad to happen or have the propensity to blame something on this very process. So, the folks who have questioned this, whether this is a setup or not, it's inherently a setup by its own existence. So you're very smart for questioning. It can be used for anything. It shouldn't exist the way it exists. And therefore, you have to ask, why does it exist? It doesn't make any sense. And the way that they do it. Wouldn't you test the monkeys as soon as they get here? Quarantine them at the airport? The airports? Or somewhere nearby the airport? Not truck them for hours when they've already been sitting in their own feces and urine for a day or two in extreme cold situations. They haven't eaten. I mean, there's no water. These things are fucking crazy. No wonder they ran away. They're freezing. I mean, let's look at it from that point of view as well. It's just mind-boggling me talking to people today, and we appreciate the tip. You know, I'm going to do a shout-out, take a minute, and find out who said that on pain.tv because I never, not that I never, I often don't give these folks credit. So you get to listen to some fucking ELO. Kind of guy I am. Combination of El Chapo and who gave the original hat tip there to El Chapo, and then Mr. McToad talking about the USDS. So it's a 1-2 punch. It's easy to see why people are suspicious. I think it's fantastic that people are suspicious. However, when we look at the history of the CDC and now bringing tens of thousands of monkeys into this country that could be infected, and they don't give you the stats on how many they have to destroy after the 31-day quarantine. That's why they quarantine them for 31 days. Oh, these are diseased. They have to go. Oh, well, how many people did they come in contact with during their trip? It's the fucking point. It's crazy the way they're set up. And that's how you know it's real, because it's been going on since 1989. And they've been fucking up since 1989, off and on. And those are just the fuck-ups we know about. So folks out there think, oh, this was set up. It's not. It's worse. It's worse than a one-off. A one-off, you could say, okay, it's not a one-off. And there were no hazmat stickers. There's no material safety data sheet. There's no fucking protocol, safety protocol, if there's a crash, if these things escape. They're in the back of trailers, you understand? Like bicycle, like a trailer you would fucking get from U-Haul. Basically, they're in the back of a fucking U-Haul that you're pulling around town. And at JFK, you have workers at the port in full hazmat suit, gloves, full hazmat suit, hood, handling these things. They get stuffed into a U-Haul. What could, I mean, it's insane. And all the CD says is, yeah, you could be a danger. Is anybody in fucking Congress or anybody even going to say anything? Of course, they're not going to do anything. At least say something. Throw us a bone out here, for fuck's sake. So those are some of the facts we whipped up today, and we'll keep an eye on it. Definitely keep an eye on it, and keep an eye on some of the players involved to see what happens. But it's like one thing after another. The CDC, of course, fucking up left and right. I mean, you see some of the pictures we by this time of the crash. I mean, it's just debris. And these monkeys stuffed. It's all fun and games till you get hit by a dump truck. Hope that helps explain a little bit better. I think it does. And also frames it that this just wasn't some kind of one-off. It's even a bigger problem. Jesus. Imagine, without all this stuff, we wouldn't even know that this is going on. Wouldn't even know what happened. This thing stopped running. Camera? Maybe. Maybe I forgot to put it on. I don't know. I don't think I forgot to put it on. Well, maybe we will just go without the camera. I don't know. Or I could take a break and fix this thing. It's 2:07. We're running ahead of schedule. I knew it was too good to be true. Let me fix this and be professional. And so you can see my ugly mug. I know some of you can't get your day started without seeing a guy who has a face for radio. So we'll take a brief pause. We'll be right back. You won't even know what happened by the time I chop it up and make it look all pretty. You know, I forgot to tell you. I'm glad we took a little bit of a break to fix the camera, because it jogged my memory. You know how I said we could only get statistics about the number of lab monkeys that the CDC is importing into the United States from Asia and Africa? The latest statistics we could get were from 2014. I forgot to tell you why that is. Fauci and his wing monkeys and the CDC in 2014, 2015, under the Obama administration, sealed the records. So there is no data you can get, definitive data, for the last 8 years. Trying to hide something, you think? And so more proof, specifically more proof, when you trip onto a scheme that they're trying to cover their bases all the way from 8 years ago. It's almost like they want to have the potential of a problem, a contagion. I mean, a real, real serious pandemic, etc. It's really, just on that alone, these people should be indicted. There should be hearings. I mean, just on this alone, there should be hearings. This is insane. And then they seal the records? And they kill the primates? Bad business. Bad business. There's something going on here that, of course, that they don't want us to know. And there's been something going on here for a long time. And I look at some of the, you know, the shipping manifest from Gangzi Weimai Biotech Limited, Haas Heng Laboratory Animal Breeding Center, Ganzhou Blooming Spring Biological Technology Development and Bioculture, Bioculture Mauritius Limited. Those are the top five exporters through the years up through 2014 when we have the data. So Bioculture Mauritius Limited. What is this nonsense? Sarah Brighton singing Dust in the Wind. What is this? The Gateway Pundit? Let me do a quick search on this company. We're working on the fly now, folks. No net here. Oh, boy. What could go wrong? And the monkey business. Literally, you're the monkey business. These guys are in the monkey business. Let's take a look and see if we can get it. I always like to look at the facilities. Yikes. What? Yeah. I'd say every damn monkey coming out of here is a problem. This is an underbelly for sure. We'll have to tackle this company tomorrow, as we're in the midstream here, and we had a show prepped, and I want to research that, so I'll table that for later. Now, let's get into the news. FDA blocks Florida from using monoclonal antibody treatment, and sites are shut down statewide. Another scheme. Another scheme. You understand what's going on here. Political retribution. Not only that, they want to make sure that you don't have any options to get better. The government wants to be the only option. That's why it bought up all the monoclonal antibodies, the Pentagon, etc., and the DOD controls it and hands it off to the government, and the government decides who gets what. when the government's in the business now of competing against you, directly against you, using your tax money. Again, another example, using your tax money to fucking battle you. And you keep paying. Read between the lines. We're an American band. Damn right we are. And the FDA said in a statement it's removing the authorization because the treatments are highly unlikely to be active against the Omicron variant. Oh, so if something's not active, I see. If something's not active, according to you, we get rid of it. But if something's not active, like your so-called fake fucking vaccines, we keep it. I get it. Something that's been proven to work must go because it gets in the way of said fake vaccines. And we all know that Biden has a stick up his ass about Florida. Maybe that's why he walks the way he does. I don't know. Could have something to do with it. Is anybody surprised by this petty, these petty tyrants we have in the White House in D.C.? I'm not. Where's this from? The Daily Wire. You know what this is about? So many different things. It's about control. It's about payback. It's about pointing people again. Well, your only option is to get the vaccine. Even though they say that these things, I mean, the audacity of these fucking tyrants to come out and say that these jabs don't even work against Omicron. I have doubts whether this fucking Omicron thing is even real. I want to see some proof. Give me courtroom fucking proof. Not courtroom by Trump's lawyers in the election. Not that fucking Chuck E. Cheese birthday party in a courtroom. Real proof that can stand up to examination, cross-examination, etc. No, they don't do that. And so they say, this doesn't work against Omicron. Okay, where's the studies? Oh, there are no studies. Just take our word for it. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm talking about? This is a scheme. The whole thing's a scheme. Omicron. How many people are dying from Omicron? They can't give you those stats either. They can't give you anything. You're living in a fantasy land. You might as well be playing video games with the kids. It's about as realistic as listening to these people. Because we're just coming off a few months ago in the fall when Biden announced that they would be fucking bogarting, hogging, buying up all the supply and rationing it out to the states. Why? He's already cut the supply from Florida already. And now he just said, you know what? Fuck them. They don't get anything. Nothing. Can't make it up. He's playing a little rock and roll hoochie coo on DeSantis and perhaps you. Not a surprise. This is how petty and fucked up they are. Again, they don't give a shit about you. It works. It has worked. It's worked. The former president of the United States says he took this and it worked. Before he took the great, fantastic, the best vaccines we ever, I mean, we have beautiful vaccines. I took them. You should take them too. Before that stage, he took Regeneron. Monoclonal. Well, you can't apparently get things in this country that help you. Monoclonal antibodies, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. We go down the list. There are other therapeutics as well. They're making sure you don't get your hands on. Sounds legit. We've talked about this many times. Where's Marco Rubio on this? He's a GOP senator from Florida, allegedly. Where's Rubio? Is he going to do anything? Just talk? You know what he says? This reeks of partisan payback against states like Florida. No shit, midget. What are you, in the midget club with Fauci? What are you going to do about it? Nothing. He's not going to do anything about it. Doesn't care. He's in on it too. That's my point. The good news is, with a 99.9% chance of surviving COVID, not a lot of people are going to die to begin with. Okay? With or without the treatment. But less people would suffer with it because it works. We listened to Dana White on here a week ago, the founder of Extreme Fighting, etc. UFC. Said the same thing. You can't get it in Vegas. After they started talking about, hey, this stuff really works, you can't get it anymore. They locked it down. The White House controls the supply. What is wrong with it? That's fucked up. Again, partisan politics, just like the Holocaust Museum. Using your tax dollars, weaponizing against you. It's the corruption runs so far. It's out of control. Of course, the Holocaust Museum is just a small example, but this is a fucking bigger example. You understand? They're all related. And then the Daily Wire's incredible news judgment, it quotes Mike Cernovich. Jesus. Fuck out of here. What? Let's see his financials too, like Fauci's. Who pays these people? You ever think of that? They don't have a model where they make money, so who pays them to say anything? Special interest. Let's see their fucking tax returns too. It's stupid at this point. Influencers and where they get their money from. I want to know where they get their money from. We're busting our ass for our fucking money. We're breaking our ass. We don't have anybody writing big checks to us. Foundations and whatever. And corporations or benefactors or millionaires and billionaires. That doesn't trouble you? It fucking should. It should. That's a big barrier to the truth. Those folks should be transparent about that. They're not. Do the math. Los Angeles students must wear non-fabric COVID masks at all times, including sports activities. Oh, yeah, but I thought we were getting more of our freedoms back. Yeah, right. Well, we saw that coming, right? The old Los Angeles Unified School District coming back down on the heads of the students. Why does your student still go to school there? We talk about it all the time. There are two sets of laws in this country. You just perhaps never thought of it like that. And I said this before. You should not listen to the Supreme Court. You shouldn't listen to any court at this point because your adversaries, the tyrants running in this country, they don't listen to it. Why should you? Therefore, there shouldn't even be two sets of laws. There should be no sets of laws. Because when one side or one classification of people, the elites, if you want to break it down by socioeconomics, that's fine. That's the way it basically breaks down. If the elites aren't listening to the laws and they disregard court decisions and stuff, why should you? You're at a severe disadvantage by not partaking in the same strategy, my friends. Education Department tells all parents in New York, this is New York, that kids have to wear a mask despite a Supreme Court ruling saying it is illegal. Editors note, these people do whatever they want without any regard for the laws of this country. My friends, my young buck friends, There are no laws in this country. There's only the perception of laws. And once you understand that, well, then you're off to the races. The New York State Education Department has informed parents that they are not allowed to send their children to school unmasked, even though the New York State Supreme Court on Monday ruled that mask mandate is illegal. And the New York State Education Department is taking its orders from another communist, Governor Hochul. She could be right there with that bird brain bitch down under. These people are fucked up. They're fucked up. Way past fucked up. They're criminals and communists. And again, they're starting to resemble, and more so than resemble, they are basically the same ilk from the 1930s and 1940s that got the world into trouble and the world locked into World War II. But what, we can't say that. We can't say that. Don't tell the truth out here. You'll be attacked. How dare you? Certain groups have a monopoly on atrocities. Don't you know that? Fuck out of here. You better start standing up to these assholes or they're going to run you over. It's all a fucking cabal and you ain't in it. So you might as well fight it and you might as well disregard what these assholes say. You know what I'd say? Kids come to school without any mask. You don't let the kid in? Fine. Drive him home. Get him home. Get her home. I'm not picking her up. Your responsibility. Leaves the house. No mask. Let the kid sit in the cafeteria then. Fucking relax. Doesn't have to listen to the drivel your teachers pound into their head. Something happens to the kid? Fucking skewer you in court. Might actually skewer you in court anyhow. Should be gloves off at this point, folks. Well, your parents. Well, they're just trying to get things together. Yeah. Your demise. They don't care about court decisions. They don't care about state Supreme Court. They don't care about the U.S. Supreme Court. You'll hear that in a minute. They don't care. So why should you? We have a legal man on here saying the same goddamn thing. Supreme Court's a joke. Criminal statutes, the laws of this land are optional for the elite. Why are you following them? Wake the fuck up. Now, the story that was pumped up by Dopey Drudge. No one's seen this guy. He's still hiding under his bed. It's the problem with these worms in the media. We don't have any real fucking men in the media. We don't. It's all these fucking worms. You know. Nobody's got the guts to say fucking what needs to be said anymore. It's a goddamn joke. It really is. OSHA continues to pursue vaccine mandate despite the Supreme Court loss. Now that's different. Let's go back to Drudge. I'm sure his lazy ass has the same headline. His headline in big red letters, Biden withdraws big biz vax mandate. Well, those are two different stories. Aren't they? Let's jump into this one. Biden administration announced Tuesday it is withdrawing an emergency order mandating large employers vaccinate and regularly test their workers for COVID-19, but instead will be pushing for a permanent rule. Now, the Supreme Court struck this down and said, you can't do that. OSHA can't do it. Biden doesn't have the power to do it. They're doing it anyhow. See, I sat here and I told you they were going to do it anyhow, that they wouldn't listen to the Supreme Court. They don't give a fuck about the Supreme Court. They don't give a shit about U.S. district courts. They don't care about appeal courts. They do what they want. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. And so OSHA is pushing to make it permanent. Well, that's different that they dropped it. They just dropped the emergency part. People can't even get it. You can't even get a fucking good headline on Drudge. Agency is not dropping the rule entirely, planning to keep the order as a proposed rule. And the original order, folks, would have impacted some 85 million Americans until the U.S. Supreme Court struck it down. Oh, guess what? OSHA still is targeting same 85 million Americans. They have no regard for law and order. They make up their own laws, regardless of courts, regardless of anything. They're fucking wayward and rogue. Why would you listen to anything they say?